Well, the 111th Congress gets underway today. That means members are going to be busy working on an economic stimulus plan and health care reform, among many other issues. So on the agricultural front, what I'm going to be looking at is to continue my efforts on competition issues, biofuels, for instance, keeping an eye on the department as they write more rules and regulations to carry out the 2008 Farm Bill. By the way, I had a very good meeting yesterday with Governor Vilsack, who I believe will be an asset to the department. We discussed a lot of issues, but just a few civil rights issues, actively engaged rules, enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act. Earlier this year, I'll be introducing several pieces of legislation. They would do things like address concentration in agriculture. I'll be introducing the Agricultural Competition Enhancement Act, as well as legislation to ban packer ownership of livestock and legislation to require that certain percentage of packers' daily kill come from the spot market. I share concern that many family farmers and independent producers have because they believe that the agriculture industry has consolidated to a point where many small market participants do not have equal access to fair and competitive markets. So that's what all that legislation's all about. I'm also introducing these bills because it's important that we keep these issues at the forefront of the agricultural community. I'll be outlining further agricultural work I plan on doing in the upcoming weeks. Dan Luker.
Good morning. Happy New Year, Senator.
Happy New Year.
I wondered if you got any sense from Governor Vilsack as to whether or not the department will rewrite or reconsider the actively engaged rules.
No, but I can tell you this, that he knew of my awareness of it. I think he's been following comments that I've been making through the press, and he was seemed to be on top of it. But I didn't expect any indication out of him, and I think it'd be wrong for him to say what can be done until the Obama administration is fully in place, meaning sometime after January the 20th, because what Governor Vilsack does in many respects will have to comport with, and I would expect it would comport with, what Obama said during the campaign and what his issue papers have said that he had out for public discussion during the campaign.
Okay, thank you.
Tom Ryder.
Good morning, Senator. Senator, I was wondering if Governor Vilsack in his meeting with you gave you any indication about the enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act, if he'd be backing your legislation, if he would be working to improve that. Did he give you any indication on that at all?
No, and like I said to Dan, I can't expect him to do much until the administration's fully in place after January the 20th. But we did discuss it. I told him my strong feelings about the department not enforcing it under several administrations and it being a very good tool, probably a better tool for farmers and maybe even the antitrust laws. And I would say that he spent most of his time taking notes, a couple staff people with him taking notes and listening to my concerns.
And do you expect his confirmation to sail through, sir?
Yeah, I would expect to go through unanimously unless there's something out there that nobody knows anything about, and I don't expect that there is. Gene, Iowa farmer.
Yes, Senator. Out of curiosity, obviously you've met with Governor Vilsack. You met also with the EPA nominee and talked about some of the issues there yet?
No, we have not. And probably, you know, like I met with Governor Vilsack because, you know, I have been a member of the Ag Committee. I'm put in my application to the leader to be reappointed, and hopefully I will be. But I'm not on the committees that deal directly with the environment, and so I don't suppose in this sense of my having a pre-confirmation meeting with them that would come off. Tom Brownfield.
My question's been answered.
Bob Quinn of WHO. Chris Clayton.
Senator, have you talked with
Finance Chairman Baucus about some of the, what you're looking at with the tax provisions and the stimulus package, and are there any particular tax provisions that would you know, either affect agriculture or business people, small business people directly?
Yeah. The meeting is at 5 this afternoon, so I can't answer your question in regard to a conversation with Baucus, but I can tell you what I would expect that there'd be bipartisan agreement to, extending and maybe increasing Section 179 expensing, some extending from 2 to 5 years, loss carryback. I would expect in the energy issues that are unrelated to, might be unrelated just to small business, but extension of a lot of alternative energy tax incentives that are out there.
For one more thing, for individuals, you know, because they're talking about this as a stimulus package, are they looking? Are they making these tax cuts retroactive to 2008?
No, I don't. Well, now listen. I presume that it could be, but I don't know for sure. And the reason why I say it could be, as long as people are just now beginning to file their taxes, if we got it done soon enough, it's possible it could be activated against taxes. But this is these would be handled in a way, well, for instance, on expensing 179, we just changed the sunset date, and so that's gone through 2008, so that'd be an example of something that wouldn't have to go back anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Philip Breischer. Okay, I've gone through the entire list that I think is on the telephone tree. Anybody else want to jump in? Any follow-ups? Okay, thank you all very much.